You know, we're getting a ton of help from the forwards, coming back with a lot of speed, and it's making it easy to break out. Communication probably be the biggest thing. Doing real well with that. Something we've been working on, especially with the goalie, on dump-ins. And we're being smart about getting up when the opportunity's there, but not getting impatient. We did that the other night. We waited for the opportunity. And obviously, Blake got in on that breakaway and made no mistake. So we've been patient, smart, and, you know, communication's been very good, too.
I know you were injured at the beginning of the season. Do you feel, I know it was obviously tough at that point, but do you feel fresher now because of that, not having played as many games as everybody else?
I don't know. It's hard. Not really, probably. I mean, you know, you do more work off ice when you're injured. So, you know, I don't really know if there's a whole lot to that. But, you know, it's never fun being injured. But I think as a group, we're, you know, relatively healthy. Obviously, we lost Zach a little bit there. But we don't think it's anything too long. And, you know, we're going to need everybody contributing here down the stretch.
What's this like for you guys now, facing a team you haven't seen all year at this point of the season?
Yeah, I mean, we know enough about them. I think, you know, we know that they're a top team fighting for the top spot in the West, and obviously went to the finals last year. So, you know, we know they got a lot of skill, top couple lines. They can roll four if they have to. A lot of depth on D, and obviously two good goaltenders. So, you know, we know they lost two in a row, so we'll have our work cut out for us to get some points out of their place.
Do you guys use this as a measuring stick?
Yeah, I mean, you know, especially now, we know they've lost two in a row at home. So this is, you know, they're not obviously not going to be pleased about giving up any more than that at home. So it's going to be a very difficult game. I think they can see that we've been playing well at home. So, yeah, we'll expect nothing except their very best.
How have you fit now with new guy, assuming he's going to take the spot of Bogosian again?
Yeah, it was good the other night. You know, we had a lot of good communication. He skates very well. So when you have that, it makes it pretty easy if you're on the same page, communication wise, getting out of your end and hopefully playing some in the other end.
Describe the challenge of facing the Twins. I know you'll probably see a little bit of them tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean they make a lot of plays that you don't see coming. That's the last thing I remember from playing them the last couple of years. We've only played them once the last couple of years, but you know, they make plays, no look plays, small plays to each other that you really don't have a chance to read, and that's what makes them so dangerous. You can study for them as much as you want, and when you get there, they make some plays that you just aren't ready for. So, you know, we'll have to be ready for that. Obviously, keeping them out of our end as much as we can would be very beneficial.
Do you see them quite similar? Not in appearance, but, I mean, the way they play?
You know, they play, obviously, very well together, and Burroughs has complimented them well over the years and as far as going to the net hard and putting pucks away in front. So, you know, they make, like I said, a lot of plays, a lot of backhand plays that you're not ready for, no-look plays to each other. And they're obviously, you know, one of the top lines in the league together.
What's it like to see the growth of the D-core as a whole? You know, a lot of talk going on this year about how you guys would be improved, and now you're seeing that improvement when it counts.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the guys are getting more experience, obviously. You know, Zach's been playing his best hockey, obviously, till the injuries, as far as, you know, he's just learned a lot. He's just, as he's going, learning from things that happened in the past and seeing different things, and he's playing extremely well. You know, Toby and Buff obviously were all-stars last year, so they're just continuing on a certain trend, I guess. And, you know, we got plenty of guys here who can play, so it shouldn't be an issue.
Talk about the influence of Huddy on the group as a whole as well.
Nah, he's been great. Honestly, he's been very good with all of us. You know, sometimes you overcomplicate things, I guess, at times, and we've really tried to avoid that. We know when we make plays that we would rather have back, and we know when we're going good. So he's stepped in a couple times throughout the year when our play in our own zone, especially behind our own goal line, wasn't very good. Whether we were just whacking it away and had more time, or you know, just not making proper decisions. I mean, that's really when he steps in. You know, shows us however many, 5, 6, 7 clips of us just giving it away or making a bad decision or seeing a different read. And, you know, the couple times we've done that, we've come out of that after a couple, you know, next 5, 6 games playing very well and making better decisions. So he's been great for all of us.